Real quick introduction here. Influence. What is influence? Does everybody have influence? Answer is yes. We all have influence. One type or another. From the day you're born, as a baby, don't you have influence? Doesn't you as a child, or if you have a child, does it not change people, situations around you? Absolutely. Does a child know they're changing the people around them? No. At that point in time, they're not even aware of the influence they might have. Influence is that power or that force that you can exert on other people or things, objects, to change them or to affect the change them. Now, the important thing to understand and remember how influence is going to have to work and how we have to understand that, how many people in this world can you change? One, yourself. How many of those people in this world can you influence? Millions. The effect of influence and how important that is on us as Christians and how we have to understand that importance. The Bible teaches so many lessons by example of people as well as direct teachings from Jesus himself. We have the situation, as we said before, you can have influence. There's bad influence. What happened to Solomon when he married people outside of the individuals that God had commanded him to marry? When Solomon went against God's commandment not to marry specific nations, people from specific nations, what happened to him? He was influenced by them. He was turned away from God in his later life. Now, the in situation, and especially this comes up with young people a lot of times, well, they don't mind putting themselves in a potential bad situation because they're trying to influence other people from doing wrong. I.e., oh, it's okay if I go hang around a bunch of people that are drinking. I'm not going to drink, so I'll influence them the right way. That's dangerous. Why is that dangerous? What does the Bible teach us about that? I hear a lot of mumbling. Evil companions corrupt good morals. That's important. Now, when you're trying to teach a teenage child, that's hard to get through their head because, oh, no, I can deal with it. I'm strong enough. Those of us who are much older understand that. We still have to work at it. We still have to struggle with understanding that kind of influence that can affect us. Nobody is immune to the influence around them without a lot of continued hard work, hard study, continuing to strengthen yourself. We find in Proverbs situation here as far as Proverbs 22:1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Now, I come from a different generation. How many of our children are taught to make sure their name means something? I mean, I always thought growing up the Ingram name, I had to make sure I did nothing to dishonor that heritage, that Ingram name. That was a concept that was the generations before us. You didn't do anything to dishonor your family name. That kind of has disappeared a lot in our society today. Now, granted, the object is our greater name that we have is Christian. That's the good name we're to have. What are two requirements that are shown in the Scripture, that are talked about in the Scripture for both elders and deacons? Of a good report, must be blameless, and that's around the world. And that's in their environment. That's in their work. Can you be a different person here on Sunday morning and a different person in the workforce 5 days a week? No, you can't. If you change who you are here, when you're here worshiping God and the type of Christian and the strength that you have, and you go out in the workforce and try to adapt and change who you are, then what has happened? What has the world done to you? It's influenced you. It's changed you. It's brought you down. Where the effect is, you go in with that strength, as we talked about that Christian light, you go in with that light shining strong no matter where you are, so people can see that difference in you. Esther was one who had, as an example, of good influence. She was hesitant about making the decision of possibly going before the king when she wasn't summoned and being put to death. Mordecai told her, if you choose not to do this, then someone else will be raised up to do this job that needs to be done. Esther took that upon herself, and she made the decision that she was going to be the one to have that influence. How often do we talk about understanding what our influence is on those around us? Do you ever think about your actions may have an influence on somebody in Montana? How many of you think about your influence may affect somebody in Hawaii? Or you think, okay, I don't know anybody in those states. How long would it take you to connect yourself to someone else who's connected to someone else who's connected to someone else who lives in one of those states? Isn't the ripple effect, isn't that our Christianity is a ripple effect as what we do and it spreads out and it affects greater areas that we don't ever see? That's how important influence is. That's why God taught and Jesus taught in his Beatitudes. Actually, it was later on in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. He who is not with me is against me. How many sides are there? Got two. Good influence or bad influence? Those are your choices. If you're not being a good influence, if you decide, okay, I just don't want to do anything, so I'm just not going to give any bad influences out. Is it possible to make that choice? Is it okay to be a passive Christian where you're just not doing wrong yourself? You're looking at the list, you're checking your list off as far as, okay, I'm not stealing, I'm not lying, I'm not doing all these things. That's fine. Now, Christianity is an active choice. You have to be doing something. You have to be doing what's been commanded for us to do. Jesus' great commission to the apostles was what? Go out into all the world and just be a good example to everybody? Just be a good influence? Just show that you're a good person? No, they had to do something. They had to teach everyone they came in contact with. The concept of our influence, whether it's while you're driving on the road and you get angry when someone cuts you off, whether you're in a restaurant and you're upset with the waitress because the cook in the kitchen was slow getting the food out, but you exert your influence and anger at a waitress or waiter, to the attitude you have on your children and their friends, to the attitude you have on your coworkers, your boss, on and on. The examples, we can all come up with just multiple examples of how that affects. During this quarter, we're going to see and break it down to different subject matters. There's no particular order. The book that we're using has a specific order, but by the fact that it's different teachers, there's no specific order we're going to go in. But there's examples here of different places and groups of people and the influences we can have on there and what the scriptures teach on those. Hopefully you'll be in here, and we look forward to having you here. That's in the second bell there.